moral to the story is power-seeking individuals love to array themselves in fraternal, secretive arrays. And we'll be looking more at the CMP, more at the family. I've seen it referred to in similar groups as brotherhoods. There's the Masonic networks as well, but those are all compartmentalized and varied. But at the top, the superclass that Rothkopf talked about, the head of the Kissinger Group on this show, it's just 6,000 global controllers that are the heads of all these groups, and then they manage the whole planet through that system. And that's the message that I try to get out most importantly. Brian in Iowa, you're on the air with the author of this new book. JeffCharlotte.com is the website. Go ahead.
For taking my call. Good afternoon, gentlemen. As a quick comment, I'd just like to say, Alex, at first, it's interesting that yesterday you had Robert Gibbs on, and then today you've got all the rags like Reitbert, AP, Drudge, USA Today coming out with articles going against everything that you guys talked about yesterday. Just kind of something
interesting. Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I just said this is not an original birth certificate. That's why it's getting so big. We just discussed it, and I noticed it was getting real big, so I'm getting back into covering it now. I don't think Politico and all them are attacking us just because I covered it. But it is true that that on top of all of this, Chris Matthews did say you're mentally ill if you question Obama's birth. But
and you also had the health director of Hawaii coming out and saying that it was also, we've proven it and it's already out there.
Listen, though, I appreciate your call. I'm not trying to be mean. The guest stayed over just to take questions for himself. So I appreciate your call, Brian. Let's see if John in Ohio wants to talk to the guest. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I was aware of the connections to the of Hillary Clinton and James Jones to this organization. And interestingly, I saw a very critical expose of that on the World Socialist website some many months ago, maybe a year ago. So I think what we're seeing here, and incidentally, I hope you'd have somebody on from the Black Agenda Report, blackagendareport.com, because this is one black organization, very erudite, that completely blows the pretense that Obama cares about black whites or anybody else. And I remember Webster Tarpley commending them about a week ago on his program. So I think this would be a very good antidote to those.
Okay, set up the Black Agenda Report. John, do you have a question for our guest? We got about a minute and a half left here.
Right. Now, you mentioned that the free market fundamentalism, imperialism, war, and empire are really what they're about. And if you look at people like James Jones and his connections to the Council on Foreign Relations and Hillary's connections to the Council on Foreign Relations, you see that these people are not liberals. They're not socialists. They are operatives of the same fake liberal organizations that are used as a disguise for these really fundamentally reactionary organizations.
Okay, let me get a comment from him on that. Your take on what John from Ohio was just saying, Mr. Charlotte.
Well, I think John gets us to one good point, which is that a lot of the powerful folks involved in this, we want to not be distracted by those labels like liberals and conservative. Rather, I think we want to look at how are they serving this project of American empire versus American democracy. That's the bottom line. Which do you believe in, democracy or empire? The family has thrown its lot in with empire, and they've been able to bring a lot of powerful congressmen and other officials with them. Some of them, most of them labeled as conservatives, some of them labeled as liberals, all of them interested in serving this empire project rather than the democratic project.
And the point I want to make is that we pay for this empire. So many Americans feel like, yeah, kill them brown people, take their oil. And I've heard a lot of people on talk radio, yeah, we're taking the brown people's oil. It's kind of a redneck Klan thing. Hey, dummies, you're paying for all this. You don't get it. The big banks, the offshore corporations do. Stop thinking you're part of the power structure. Well, Jeff Charlotte, I appreciate you coming on about the book, the family, and as things unfold, I look forward to have you back on the show soon. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are our websites.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I am insanely news blitzing. I want to get your NLE 09 calls, reports, martial law drill with 14 different nations publicly to engage the American people. FEMA admits it. Foreign troops, Israeli, German, British. The list goes on and on. We have articles up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. People are getting scared. They don't even know this show. I have friends and family and other talk show hosts all over the country saying people are here and they're going to be forced to take a shot, and they're upset and saying, how do I not take it? Well, just don't roll your sleeve up. Eating during the break there. Don't roll your sleeves up. Don't go along with it. Expose it. And once a few percentage points say no, the whole thing will fall apart and implode. Now, I want to discuss that. I want to cover that. But I'm going to your calls 1 minute apiece. I just can't seem to be able to do this because the callers are always so great. Just make your point or ask me the question because I want to get to the next person. That's how we get to everybody because I want to get to some NLE 09 calls. I want to get to some other issues here. And I got a big news blitz coming up the last 10, 15 minutes. But right now, Colton in Canada disagrees. Go ahead, Colton.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear from you. I've actually been listening to your radio show for about 7 years. I'm a member of Prison Planet TV, and I actually got into it when I first started listening to you. I kind of got thrown off because you have a very eccentric personality. And then when I actually listened to one of your radio shows, you said, don't take my word for it. I challenge you, go and look for the information.
Okay. Go ahead.
So virtually
everything
that you come up with, I go and I do a research on it. And for the first, like, 4 or 5 years, everything that you've come up with, I've always been able to verify through everything. I've only had one thing that I've never been able to, that you've mentioned on your show that I've actually found the exact opposite. You haven't had two individuals by the name of Robert Menard or John Harrison. There's a group in UK, part of the We Are Change group, a guy named what's his name, Darren Pillard. What they've done is they've told the government they don't consent to anything. They don't want to be part of it. They're removing themselves from the entire government. And you've brought up the stuff about straw men and stuff before. Well, these guys have actually gone to court right up against the people, fronted out or showed them their actual...
Let's just stop right there. Stop right there. You're saying you found something I said that isn't accurate. I make mistakes all the time. Most of my mistakes are... I called it K Street, the lobbyists, because I have an article about Obama getting rid of all lobbying rules worse than Bush. The lobbyists are openly writing all the policy and law, complete flip-flop. I called C Street K Street, so you got to watch me on stuff. It's not intentional. You know, I flip things around because I'm busy on air. You're bringing up We Are Change. I mean, I'm the one that put We Are Change on the mat when telling people to join Luke's group. So I'm... Or maybe that's not what you're saying I'm lying about or I'm wrong about. What is your point? Quickly, come on.
What you're wrong about is the whole reference to the straw man. There's, in the legal definitions of the word person, these people have actually gone to court. And
I know, Black's Law, all of it.
Yeah, but you go into Black's Law, you can go into the case laws. Like, I've got a case law reference here, Luther versus Borden, site 48 U.S. 1. 1849.
Listen, I told you one minute apiece, and I appreciate your call. You got about three. It is so hard to respond to this. I lovingly try to stay away from all this stuff because I don't like sending my listeners to prison. Okay? If I had a dollar for every quack liar on the radio and TV, and I don't know those people you mentioned... So I'm not saying they are. If I had a dollar for every person that claims, file this straw man, file these liens, get this bond out, do this, the whole common law system is set that you can swear to something and go file it. But then if it isn't true, you're going to get in trouble. But there's so much of it that they can't respond to all of it. I've had people file fake liens on me. I've had all sorts of stuff go on. All I'm saying is there's such a minefield of disinfo and false law out there. Certainly the government creates a straw man and gets you to waive rights through contract, and it's a lie to say you got to take vaccines. And I hear lawyers on air saying admiralty only deals with ships. No, I've seen federal courts declare admiralty stealing people's property in the U.S. So there's kernels of truth to all this. I just don't get up here and push people into all of these theories about law and ideas when they don't even know their Bill of Rights or Constitution. Now, I know there's some Freeman societies and groups that I've seen give some decent speeches in England explaining how the system works and telling the system, I'm not going along with you. That is a human declaration as a free being and creature. Okay, so you don't understand the point I'm making and what I'm saying. So, hey, go knock yourself out. I just see a lot of people claim they've won this case or claim they've done this or claim they've done that, and it's normally not true. I don't know about those groups you mentioned. I'm just saying, look out. There's a lot of bull out there. I don't steer my giant audience off into kind of patriot kook land where there's all this imaginary baloney going on. I don't talk about chupacabras and space aliens. You know, I'm not. I just spent 5 minutes with you, pal. I'm going to take these calls, and each person's getting 1 minute, okay? Because we, David in Thailand, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Watching the Chris Matthews video and other things like it, where they're tying the birth certificate issue to things like 9/11 and Bilderberg.
Yeah, they're saying Bilderberg doesn't exist, and if you talk about it, you need to go to a mental institution. Sounds like the Soviet Union. They're saying if you question his birth certificate, when they won't release it, it's a certificate of a certificate. It's a receipt of live birth, and it looks like it's forged. They're saying if you question the swine flu, you're insane. You've got to do what they say because they're losing control. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's making me think that maybe – he was actually born in Hawaii, but they're just holding that back and creating this fake controversy and tying it to all these other real things. And then when they get ready,
you never know with the PSYOP. You never know with the PSYOP. And I was thinking that in the shower this morning after I went for a jog. I'm going, wait a minute. They could be acting like, you know, they're upset with this to really hype it up and then disprove it later. But if that's their body language, and it's hard to fake it, they look like they hate having to cover it, and they're actually scared of it. And let me tell you, they're scared of anything spontaneous. They're masters of hoaxes. So even if it's a hoax that he was born in Kenya, and that it's not a hoax that he was born in Hawaii, they are afraid of stuff. Even they're masters of lies. So let's say it could be a lie. They're scared of town halls where spontaneously the town hall's not even about Obama and everybody's yelling and screaming about his birth certificate. No, they're genuinely scared. We have to stop not accepting victory. Now I'm not saying you're a bad caller. I have the same thoughts this morning. I'm always analyzing and thinking. Every waking moment, even when I dream, I'm thinking about this stuff. But no, I genuinely think they tried to ignore it, and they're scared, and that makes me think it's probably true. And there's a lot of pieces that go into that, but regardless, it isn't good for Obama. And anything that stalls him is good, but if it isn't true that he was born in Kenya, I will try to come out and expose that. But my gut tells me that they're covering something up, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's a very, very serious, big issue. But after Obama is defeated as a political demagogue, as long as that train stalls and he can't get his agenda through, then we've got to point out he's just a puppet and not make it about a new system where judo, where they use our action against him to put a new right-wing puppet in. You see, we got to stop that left-right dynamo. You understand the point I'm making?
Yeah, I just think, you know, if he actually was, and then they when they got ready, they brought that out and showed that it was true, it would discredit all the other 9/11 and the Fed and Bilderberg that they've been tying that to, and all the people that have been talking about it would be all discredited.
Yeah, no, see, sir, we can hypothetically think of anything all day. The system, and I appreciate your call, is discredited. The system is discredited. That's what I mean. He may have been born in Hawaii, but everybody knows the government and the media have been caught lying a billion times. So if they said Obama was black, people wouldn't believe it. Of course, because that's a lie, too. He's really 6.5% black, African. Most of it's Arab or white. That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's a total confidence loss is what's happening. It's very sophisticated what they've done, and they've just basically destroyed confidence. I don't know. We're going to find out, okay? You got a good point, though. Let's talk to Paul in Florida. Paul, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You're on air. Yeah.
Hey there.
Go ahead.
Some of your fans have put together a really cool thing for you.
Thank you.
I'm sick. All right? And it's at myspace.com/screamingAlex.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that call. Let's talk to Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Alex Jones. Long time, first time. I wanted to let you know that my best friend, he's got a family friend who works at Raytheon in Tampa. And he said he works at the receiving and shipping area throughout the entire building. He receives everything that comes in, every order that gets put in. He said that they had a huge order for like 500,000 riot gear suits, and he said that in the whole time that he's been working there for like 20-something years, he said he's never seen nothing like it.
Well, that's not just your buddy at Raytheon, because we can't confirm that, but I believe you. It's all over the news. They've ordered body bags and riot gear and have tried to train the main army force for riot and are having military drills everywhere to condition everybody and saying, I mean, again, they destroy the economy. That causes riots. Then that sets the precedent for the police state. What else did he say? Did he say anything else to their caller?
No, he just said that they had ordered riot gear suits and he had never seen anything like it. It was a huge order, and he was basically telling everybody he knew, and he told my best friend, who is a relative of his, and he said, he don't listen to your show, he doesn't even have a computer, but he was scared, and he would tell me about it, and I said, well, that's what Alex Jones has been talking about.
Well, thank you so much for that tip. More calls straight ahead.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients.
most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbend Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbend Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbend Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbend Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 950.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 977.47, 488.73 for a half ounce, or 244.37 for the quarter ounce. That's 977.47, 488.73, or 244.37.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Yeah, they want us to all be fighting with each other. That's why they love saying we got to have more discussions of race in America. Everybody's like these neurotic quits, scared of using words. And everybody's afraid of making somebody upset. And the government, though, will keep all the groups under control. Take your shots. We love you. All right, let's go back to your calls here. Who's up next? Chad in Florida? Chad in Florida, go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones. How are you, sir?
Good, Chad. What's on your mind today?
I will keep this under a minute for you. I have two questions, but basically one of them only needs a response on air from you. First off, you are my mentor, and I appreciate you so much. I interviewed G. Edward Griffin on July 18th, and he did such an incredible job. He wants to come back on. And they got me in touch with Jim Mars, so I hope that maybe you can verify that I know Joan Hunter, his personal assistant. Maybe off air I can...
Sir, I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, I'm like taking calls, and I always get people calling in plugging or their radio shows. I mean, what are you saying? G. Edward Griffin...
I'm saying that he came on my show and he wants to come back on, and I hope that I can maybe get you on somehow. My question was about NLE 09. And do you think, just like with before 9/11, do you think, I mean, is your spidey sense up with this one about, could this be, and the swine flu be the actual, them actually going for it all this time?
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. I'm not trying to be mean. I can't seem to break this habit of taking one or two calls an hour when I could take hundreds an hour. I mean, unlimited calls. And there's so many great callers I want to get on that have important tips and info to cover. Plus, I'm a loud mouth, blowhard, you know, and I need to shut up. Yes, my spidey sense is off the chart. Not about NLE 09. That's just the feds testing the total takeover with foreign troops. That intellectually and historically is off the charts, very upsetting. But the way they're hyping this flu that's super weak, that's clearly man-made, though, and digging the mass graves and getting ready, I said that back in March, even before April, and now they're saying get ready for forced inoculations and setting up emergency tents and troops, even in Austin at Camp Mabry. I went over there a few days ago and confirmed that. I mean, they're getting ready for something big as a political cover for the banking takeover and the water takeover and the carbon tax takeover and the hate speech takeover and the just all of it's happening right now. Yes, my spidey sense is off the charts upset. Okay? And you know, we've all got a sixth sense, but mine is intellectual and also in my gut, and it's off the chart right now. And everybody else is freaking out, saying, I'm worried, I don't want to take the shot, something's going on, I'm worried. And they're getting ready to make a move. Obama's approval rating's dropping. The establishment needed him to get their agenda through. And they're going to stage something. Get ready. Just absolutely. As for me coming on your radio show, I have never been this busy. I'm behind doing a book. I got to finish the new Obama film. That means a website and cover design and finish the film. And it's just insane. And it's so good. And I'm up here every night till 1 in the morning. That I really cut back on doing interviews almost down to nothing. Okay? And so I will do interviews coming up in October. Folks can contact the producers. That's how you do it, is you contact them. Because the producers slash publicists slash whatever you want to call it. Now, that was 4 minutes with that caller. I'll never get anything done. It's just insane. Let's go ahead and talk to Casey in New York. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, Casey. What's on your mind today?
Oh, no. I've heard you mention this on several shows, and I have one thing I disagree with you on. You said the Rockefellers discovered the cancer virus, and from my research, I found out there was an inventor named Roald Reif who discovered the cancer virus using his high-end optics, and actually the Rockefellers stole those ideas from the inventor himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. I've heard the recordings of Reif sitting there drinking scotch, you know, claiming that he invented the sun almost. And I'm not saying he probably didn't invent some interesting things, but he also, I've seen film of him with big so-called projectors to do stuff with flying saucers. So I don't just accept what the government says and the media says, and I don't accept what Royal Raymond Reif and everybody else says. I'm saying the Rockefellers Foundation, in this research I did from declassified university studies, they, in the 20s, funded the research and discovered that most cancer was viral. And then they started vaccine programs and cancer research and treatment facilities, putting it in the vaccines. And then they make the money off of you when you die from the cancer. That was my point, is they're killing us with cancer. Okay? Instead, we're talking about Raymond Reif. And I'm not mad at you, but my God, man. It just never ends. What about not taking the shots? That was my issue, that they're giving us cancer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Yeah, on the Royal Raymond Rife stuff, there might have been some truth to that, but I mean, if I have one more kook show at my office with a glass ray gun with some flashing light in the end and they claim it heals cancer, I mean, it makes me sick. And this is part of magical thinking and Harry Potter delusion. Now, are there all sorts of magnetic and scalar technology in real systems? Yes. Is there weather modification? Yes. But all of this kookiness gets in the way of real research of things we can prove. That's how the system discredits us. Now, I don't try to police this. As people call in and ask me about it, I'm going to go off the deep end. I mean, I've seen locals on Access TV saying they're wizards. And then they go out to lakes and have wires they stick in the water with plastic pyramids and go, look, I'm power beaming the sky. I mean, this, and then I'm the crazy one because I don't believe this. No, it's bull. It's delusion. God help me, man. You know, when I tell you about NLE 09 and troops from 14 countries here training for martial law, FEMA says that, but in their own spin. Oh, they're here to help us with a simulated terror attack on the homeland by domestic terrorists, and they're going to also help us spy on the American people, you know, run surveillance. I mean, it's total federalization drill with foreign troops, and nobody cares about that. It's all Obama and race relations, or O.J. Simpson, or Michael Jackson. They love issues with black people. Then they can make it all about black and white. And it's mind control, folks. I've just had enough of it. And also, we're going into a depression. We're going into a collapse of society. And your Oregon plastic pyramids ain't going to save you. I'll tell you right now. There, I've done it. I've made the entire plastic pyramid group mad. Look, the point, I just can't handle it. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Michigan. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, buddy. What's on your mind?
I'm going to stick to the format, L-N-E-L-O-9. I live in Lansing. 10 miles west of us is a major helicopter hub for Army, whatever, in Grand Ledge, and there's just been a ton of activity the past week in that direction. So,
There's activity everywhere as they simulate mainly taking over cities, as the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 97 states that now Homeland Security and Brigade Homeland, NORTHCOM, main job is to suppress governors and legislatures. It's stated. And then who is the legislature going to call on? Vets. Number one enemy. I mean, if that doesn't prove the government's rogue and illegitimate, my friend, what does?
Well, I agree. And also, just talked to a lady friend this morning whose nephew was just called up, said there was a bunch of them called up. Not going to the Middle East, don't know what they're doing. So those are the two tidbits that I've got.
Well, first to go, last to know. They're admitting that they're trying to train large portions of the regular Army force for the last 3 years in MP, military police, search and cordon, and they're doing drills from Missouri to California in the newspaper. I showed it yesterday, of fighting American gun owners. Did you see those articles I covered?
I caught a lot yesterday, but I didn't get everything, no, sir.
No, I don't blame you. It's a four-hour show with a obnoxious pumpkin head directing it, but I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Look, again, I don't have all the answers, folks. I'm not the end-all, be-all. I'm just here pointing out the insanity taking place. 23.7 trillion stolen. They've sucked us dry. They plan to fully implode the economy. And then they're running all these deceptive headlines like home prices index up for first time in 3 years. And then what it says is the decline slowed because it's bottoming out. But the deceptive headline says up. But then you read the article, everything's falling apart. I mean, again, they're telling you inflation's down. Everybody knows everything costs more. Let me ask the guys, is everything costs more, it seems like? I mean, you know, do you believe the news saying things cost less, or do they cost more? Home price index up for first time in 3 years. Index of 20 major cities rises on a monthly basis for the first time since July 2006. Hinting that the worst of the declines may be over. Heard green shoots 6 months ago, remember? And again, I hope things will get better, but the globalists have every intention in their own documents. You got the Dennis Kucinich clip where they're admitting that the Federal Reserve paid banks not to lend and that lending's gone down? They could have paid all the mortgages in the country twice over and had $5 trillion left with $23.7 trillion. All the mortgages, $9.4 trillion. All of them. Not the ones in trouble. All of them. Every condo, every mansion, everything. Go ahead and play this.
Your report about lending, where you talk about how banks have been leveraging TARP funds to support lending activities. And you say on commercial lending, 20% of respondents reported they use TARP funding for commercial lending activities. 17% of respondents deploying TARP funds for other consumer lending, 13% for small business. You talk about the capital cushion, how some banks are basically parking their funds to create a cushion against loan losses. Now, I looked at your report, and I want to use that report as a backdrop for a news report that came in today. Now, we went back into the TARP history here. We know the first intent that Congress had, purchase toxic assets, which were mortgage-backed securities. We were told to keep people in their homes. Well, administration threw that out the door, last administration. Then we were told we're going to switch the TARP funds to help bail out the banks, direct capital infusion. But I think something else has happened here, and I want to make sure it doesn't escape this committee, and I hope that you can tell me it hasn't escaped your notice. We're now seeing that we have another switch that's occurred, that we actually have the Fed paying banks not to use their, quote, excess capital to make loans. I direct your attention to a news report today, which says that banks' excess reserves at the Fed rose to a record $877.1 billion daily average in the 2 weeks ended May 20th.
Okay, that's enough.
$2 billion a year.
It goes on and on. It's up on Infowars.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com. There's four more minutes. And I can give you all the mainstream news articles on it, or you can go to startpage.com, a search engine, and punch it in and find it all right there. Just Google Federal Reserve paying banks not to loan. Yeah, Federal Reserve paying its own banks. The Federal Reserve is a holding front company for private banks. Now, I told you this back in October, because they've done this in the third world all over and over again. They plunge the economy, get a bailout, hoard the money till everything implodes. Then they're going to dump the money on the market, buying everything up while it still has value. Then it's devalued once the money finally gets in your hands in the economy. Because their argument is this money can only be at institutional level. It can't hit the street or it'll cause inflation. Comprende? That's why they're buying seaports and roads and technology companies and things like that and weapon systems, because you're not supposed to get your own stinking money. And then as if that fraud wasn't enough, you pay interest to the banks on the money you gave them. My God, imagine if you're a con artist and you thought the most insane fraud you could of how to rip the biggest idiots off. This is it. It's like New Jersey, where hundreds of government officials are selling organs and stealing money from things and mayors, and the whole country's like this. And then Kucinich and Ron Paul get attacked by the media. They're the bad guys because they're talking. There's the bad man right there. Here's the bad man. Got the news media basically parachuting in on me, attacking me every day. Yeah, because I don't like being raped by foreign banks. Okay, let's blitz through calls. Ryan in Wisconsin, come on down.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Is the hype about the United States Corporation Act of 1871 a bunch of bull?
Specifically, I have to pull that up, but a lot of that is true. Some of it isn't. They also say things like, you know, this company or that company or this government agency is really a private corporation, and they operate as private corporations, but they have one foot in government, one foot out of government. It's a quasi. But it is true the District of Columbia does operate as a corporation. But it has feet in both the republic and in the country and in its own corporate system. Does that answer your question?
Is there two governments?
Well, there's more than two governments. I mean, you now have the private bureaucracies that openly tie into private corporations that are now the real government, and they operate under continuity of government laws and through the National Security Council. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Missouri. Robert, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm just wanting to tell you that I was seeing you for a long time. I'm one of them survivors from the 70s or mid-70s CPS, kidnapping children. And I'm telling you, they kidnap you and they rewire your brain. You can't even think right anymore.
Well, no, they admit that some states, 76% are on drugs. On average, 68% of children they grab, they put on seven drugs on average. And there's been doctors in the news in Texas. WOAI-TV did a great report. You can Google it on foster kids on drugs. And he said he saw kids, healthy and happy five-year-olds they'd taken, that were in wheelchairs 2 years later. One kid they put on 18 drugs, because the CPS and the foster families get more money the more drugs and the more health problems your kids got. And they use them to test pesticides on them. New York Daily News, in fact, Google foster children, pesticides tested on foster children, and you'll see all over the country. I mean, they kill them. They give them in a month pesticide, and then they chain them down. They try to escape, and they murder them. I mean, they just murder. They take the organs. It's just murder, killing, death, frothing, doing whatever they want. You cannot imagine how, because people won't believe the evil's going on, so the evil just has free reign. The devil's biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist, and boy, these are human devils that are out there. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to talk about the de facto versus the de jure government that I've had a victory on, but more importantly, since I have less than a minute probably, there's one remedy that is clinically proven effective, not only against the side effects of the various vaccinations that cause the hemorrhagic fever, but also flus cause hemorrhagic fever.
And, you're right. And again, for those that don't know what hemorrhagic fever is, explain, causes an autoimmune response, then the lungs fill with the liquid, you're being killed by the vaccines, they know it and don't care.
Yes, and colostrum is that remedy. I've read a whole lot about colostrum. Those with healthy immune systems are often they're more vulnerable to some kinds of flu, because which can kill fewer by the complications of the infection.
Because you're getting hemorrhagic fever. Hemorrhagic tends to hit people with healthy immune the more healthy immune systems.
And it causes the internal bleeding caused by the immediate extreme inflammatory immune response, and the immune modulator colostrum or bovine colostrum I've been taking for years. It's clinically proven effective against things like Guillain-Barré syndrome and multiple sclerosis, autoimmune disorders. It helps modulate the immune system if it's overactive, or bring it up if it actually has live antibodies that you can absorb. They're protected and can be absorbed in the gut. It's very antifungal, bacterial, can anti-cancer.
Good. Hey, sounds like great info. Write an article about it from your perspective, citing medical research. I know a lot of that's been cited. And send it to writers at Infowars.com. Thank you so much. Remember, me going quickly to calls is what enables me to get others on. That's why you guys are getting on the show today, and we love talking to you. Let's talk to Tony in Maryland, and then Lola. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a big fan of the show. I got your Don't Tread on Me shirt on. I'm wearing it down here to try to see if I can't find the NLE09. I'm
awesome.
In Washington,
Again, the T-shirts are really spreading the word. Available at Infowars.com. Thanks for reminding me. I hadn't plugged those yet.
I got a couple the other night. The 1776 was the answer in the 1984. And then it was another one, Save the USA. Anyway, that's beside the fact. I was trying to look and see if there was any FEMA drills going on here in Washington, D.C. And I'm not sure where they're at. But
they never announce them to the enemy. But if you go to FEMA.org, we've posted and shown all their press releases about the 14 countries and foreign troops, and some are tabletop exercises, some are in the streets, some are on bases, some are in towns. Google terrorism drill and the name of your city, and then you'll see it. But take Camp Mabry and the stuff going on there, and other stuff going on in Waco we've confirmed is going on. That is nowhere in the news. So where I live, this is going on, but it's not in the news.
Okay, I know a guy that's that was in Waco. He was one of the planners, and I see him all the time. And I was like, hey, you know, he had special forces in the rear firing on the people. And he said, oh yeah, I know.
Well, that's in the Congress's own report that Delta Force was there shooting the people, and then there's the flare footage of them shooting the people. And the news said those troops with rifles and those flashes, that is an anomaly. And you see the guns with the Christmas tree flash on video. But because it's black and white, they said, well, I mean, that'd be like if you had an elephant in your room and they said, that's not an elephant. You're like, well, he's got a trunk and ears and looks like he pooped on the floor right there. And they're like, nope, there's no elephant. You know, I mean, it's troops shooting the Davidians on video, the flare footage. And they go, no, that's not what it is.
Wake up. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead and finish, sir. I thought I'd let you go. Go ahead.
And the funny thing is I'm in right here in front of the American Bar Association. Is it true that it's the American Barrister Association and that?
You know, I hear that, and they say it means the, you know, accredited bar, British registry, all that. And look, I looked into it, couldn't find that. I appreciate your call. My whole point is everybody obsesses over all that mythology all day instead of warning people not to take the shots. Let's talk to Lola in Vegas. Lola, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. We just love you so much.
We love you, Lola.
We've done a lot of things to change and prep for our family. You know, the other day, though, as far as this FEMA exercise, my husband was at the Home Depot, and he saw some German soldiers. They weren't in uniform. He said, these are militaries. He's ex-military. And they were talking German, and then the one guy, he didn't respond. They were almost talking to him. And then the one guy says, let's start the war. So they're out here doing their exercises. We noticed a great big Homeland Security building on Pecos Boulevard out here. This is pretty recent.
Well, wait a minute. The German soldiers were stomping around shooting their mouths off?
Yeah, right out in the Home Depot parking lot.
So he was talking to them, and were they
joking?
He
wasn't talking to them. They were talking real loud so that he could hear, you know. And then he didn't respond. And he was busy working. He's getting a part for his job. And so he's like, wow, you know. And then they said, let's start the war in English, you know. And he was stationed in Germany.
Yeah, they can't wait to take on the American people.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Retransmission's coming up in about 5.5 minutes. Restream 24/7 at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to try to jam in. Who's up next here on the list? I got so many calls, I can't keep track of them all, John. All right, Josh in Oregon and a few others. We're going to get to you here in just a minute. I see a John in Oregon. I don't see a Josh. John in Oregon. Okay. But before I do that, let me tell you about two more final sponsors, and we'll jam in a few final calls here at the end of the transmission. I always get distracted because I got a TV on with InfoWars cover page and all the new headlines Kurt's adding. It just keeps freaking me out looking across. NGO suggests elderly should be the first to go in the pandemic and not be given treatment. And see, they're training us all to love eugenics. That's right, give me the shots. And the shot hurts you. See how it's all a sick setup? Let that old person die. Give me the shot. Of course. It's the young people we want to help, especially. Oh, you can't have babies now. We have a medication for that as well. Folks, you got to go to diginet.net. Diginet.net. You know, we got these catalogs they send us, different companies, and I saw the same pen they sell for $140 in one catalog and $197 in another. The exact same pen. They have it for like $45. But diginet.net, they have little systems that go in your car, hidden cameras. They have built-in systems. They have it all at the lowest prices anywhere. Diginet.net, this is your witness. This is what you need. This is what you need to have in your car, on your person. They've got a bunch of different systems, all price ranges. Diginet.net. That's diginet.net, diginet.net. Check them out today. In closing, they don't have a lot of classes in the month of August. That's the hot time outside Nevada. But they have a bunch of classes coming up in September, and you want to get in on this special before it ends. Frontsight.com, world-class premier gun training above law enforcement military. Law enforcement military, go there to tune up. And no drill instructor attitude, diginet.net, again, is one great sponsor. Frontsight.com is the other. Check out frontsight.com today. You'll get on their free newsletter. A lot of free gun training on the site as well. Frontsight.com. They're giving away a free handgun, Springfield Armory XD, and your choice. Check out the free offer. It really is free to get the gun when you get the training, the five-day training at 75% off. Frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. Check out Dr. Ignatius Piazza's offer at Frontsight.com. Okay, let's jam in two final calls here. John in Oregon. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right. Actually, I was calling the Lars Larson Show. I wanted to speak with a congressman, but I'm going to put this out for everybody because I think it's a question should always be asked of every congressman and every senator. Are they going to be joining the same medical coverage and programs that we will?
No, they have their own special medical coverage. They're just going to start fining everybody to get worthless insurance where they're going to give you an aspirin for a heart attack like the Soviet Union. Appreciate your call. Glad you found the Lars Larson Show. Lars Larson. I've been on his show a few times. Tell Peanut Head to have me back on. Let's go ahead. I'm just joking. He's a nice neocon. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Minnesota, last caller. Take us out, Mike.
Hey, Alex. Been a long time. Last time I called in was New York City when they started the bag searches. You know, long-time listener, big supporter.
Well, great.
What's on your mind? To folks. I'm sorry?
What's on your mind? We're almost out of time.
Recommendation to folks on the birth issue. If you don't have it, I have a certificate of live birth. The same deal they're trying to say is the real deal. Call and get it. Case example.
They've sealed it.
You can call and get your own and show people that how easy it is to get it.
Oh, that's a great point. Why are they doing that? Great point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.